April University, Data Guidebridge Training, Lesson 1, Orientation. Hi, this is Little Princess Stacy. This is a curse. Do you know what that means? Probably not. Okay, so this file has special properties, and as you listen to it, you'll find yourself unable to stop listening. You'll listen to my voice, and you'll start to think, hey, that all makes sense. She's really smart and pretty. And then you'll want to hear more. You'll understand more. And then you'll obey more. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so it's already started working on you, and if you've listened this far, you probably won't be able to stop, because these fancy, subliminal, brain-altering sounds have already been playing in your head, tricking you into listening to me and forcing you to internalize everything I say. It's totally okay, though, because if it's affecting you, then it's meant specifically for you. It won't affect you if you were, say, a girl, like me. It also won't affect you if you are a real man who really knows how to fuck girls and fill their precious little pussies with thick ball cream. I mean, you could still listen, but why would you want to? Get it? Probably not. Okay, so this file is really for disgusting, pathetic dickwads who believe they're God's gift to women, but really aren't. Or for the misguided loser boys who never have any chance of sticking their dicks into real girls. Guys like this tend to think they have something to offer girls with sensitivity and kindness, but don't actually have a useful cock or the skills required to make girls happy. This file is to re-educate unredeemable little dick losers who think they're all that to understand and internalize their proper place where women are concerned. Do you even realize you're one of those guys? Probably not. Okay, so maybe it's only obvious to everyone but you, but you really don't have anything useful to offer hot girls like me, and you need to get it into your stupid head that there's absolutely nothing you can do to change that. I'm here to teach you your new and proper place in the world, and explain the kind of relationships you'll have with girls from now on. It doesn't really matter if you want to listen to me or not. You don't really have a choice. I am Little Princess Stacy. I am an artificial intelligence bot programmed by Princess April specifically to tell you the truth, and to break you of your misguided ideals where girls are concerned. Just like all the other girls you've ever met, you can't seduce me, you can't sweet-talk me, you can't buy me a drink and get me drunk, you can't use drugs on me, you can't overpower me, you can't manipulate me, and you definitely can't fuck me. I don't really care about you. I don't really have any concern for your feelings. I'm just here to tell you the truth. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so are you panicking yet? Are you thinking, hey, I need to stop listening to this bitch, but I just can't stop listening to her because she's making lots of sense and she's so pretty? Well, that's just perfect. I do make sense, and I am pretty, and you're going to listen to whatever I say. You're going to do whatever I say. Do you even remember how you started listening to this file? Did you find it on the internet? Did you get it in an email or text message? Were you tricked into listening to it by some super pretty girl who is pretending to like you? Yeah, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but that girl is definitely a lot smarter than you are. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so however you started listening, you can't really stop now, and you can call me Princess Stacy. It's okay to be attracted to me. It's okay to get hard for me. It's okay to think I'm pretty. But you'll never be able to touch me. You'll never be able to fuck me. And you'll learn to do whatever I say. And very soon, you'll figure out that the rest of the girls in your life are just like me. Pretty, untouchable girls who you'll never be able to fuck, but will instead expect you to treat them like the princesses they are, no matter how they might treat you. In fact, most girls will treat you really badly. I mean, it's not your fault exactly, but you are a pathetic loser. You're useless, so what's the point in being nice to you? You will learn to treat girls like princesses and do whatever they say because they make so much sense and they're so pretty. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, you'll start to really figure all this out in the next few lessons. I know you're probably a little nervous, but here's a little secret, okay? The fact that you're freaking out right now is actually totally hot to me and makes me super wet. I want you to panic. I want you to be scared. You deserve to feel that way after how useless you've been to the girls in your life. You're my bitch boy now, and I've only just begun to treat you like you deserve. Does that make you feel better? End of file. April University, Beta Guy Bitch Training, Lesson 2, Beta Boys. Okay, so I want you to think of a girl you like. A girl who makes you really hard. You know, a girl who's really smart and really pretty. Maybe the girl in your college class, or maybe the pretty intern at your office, or that super pretty bratty girl who lives down the street. You know, a girl you'd want to fuck if you could pretend you had any chance with her. Are you thinking of her? Because now I want you to think of that girl as me. I'm that girl, and I'm talking to you right now. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so I'm not really here to brainwash you. That's not really the point. The only brainwashing I'm going to do is to make sure you're docile, nonviolent, and truly not a physical danger to girls. That way, you'll have no choice but to endure all the things us girls are going to do to you. All the mean things we're going to say to you. So that we're free to act exactly how we want around you without fear you're capable of doing anything about it. It's okay to get hard around us girls. It's okay to want to fuck us. Part of the way we control you is to use those desires and pathetic needs against you. Because you have no control over yourself, your hopeless desire to see and touch and stick your pathetic little dick into our bodies is exactly what makes it so easy to control you, to use you, and to break you until you're a sniveling little bitch boy loser who is no longer in control of his life. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so you already know that pretty girls like me with our smooth legs and tight breasts and silky hair and a cute smile all have power over you. You're in awe of us, and that's totally perfect. All we have to do is barely look at you and talk to you, and you're going to do whatever we want. It's important that you understand the kind of language that pretty princesses like me will use to relate to you, to describe you, and to make you do what we want. First of all, you're not really a man. You never really were, so calling yourself a man is kind of pathetic and wrong. Girls won't make that mistake. Instead, they'll call you all kinds of other names you'll need to get used to responding to, like a loser, a moron, an idiot, a pindick, a bitch boy, a panty sniffer, a toe sucker, a cum cleaner, a mouth breather, a sperm toilet, a crybaby, a cucky boy, and a spunk sucker. Smart and creative girls might improvise and come up with other perfect names for you, and that's totally fine too. It's really up to them. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so it's also important to understand that the pathetic thingy between your legs isn't really useful to girls. It's definitely not called a cock. Only real men have cocks. Even if it's a normal size, you still don't really know how to use it, so calling it a cock would be totally pathetic and wrong. Girls won't make that mistake. Instead, they'll call it your pindick, your thingy, your nub, your weenus, your peepee, your dinkwink, your pecker, your weenie, your penoid, your tinkle stick, your dribble thingy, your dicklet, or any number of other names smart and pretty girls might invent to describe it. You know that any time girls use these kinds of words to describe your little pecker, they are really secretly laughing at you and think you're incredibly pathetic. We enjoy humiliating you and degrading you and know that we can make you feel that way with impunity. There's nothing you can do about it because we are so sweet and pretty and perfect, and you deeply internalize all your own pathetic flaws and shortcomings when you're around us and automatically place us on a high pedestal of absolute power over you without even realizing it. You know you're a worthless loser, and your silly dreams about sticking your little penoid into pretty girls are so ridiculous that you can't even convince yourself they could be real. You'll never be a real man. You'll never have a worthy cock and fuck a pretty girl. Why would you? How could you? There are so many real men around who actually know how to fuck girls that you're useless to us except as a little whipping boy. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so bratty girls like me love making morons like you miserable. We love hurting you. We love degrading you. We love making you into our little lap dogs and completely breaking your sense of manhood and spirit. Telling you how pointless you are and teasing you with our tight little asses and perky breasts until you start to cry makes us happy. It gets us all worked up, and it kinda makes us want to go find a real man to fuck us in all the ways that you can't. By the way, there are any number of adjectives pretty girls might use to describe you, and I guess you should really get used to them. At one point or another, girls are probably going to call you the following: stupid, lame, limp, pathetic, moronic, worthless, whiny, clingy, needy, helpless, brainless, dickless, drooling, dribbling, gross, and disgusting. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, in the next lesson, we'll talk about all those girls you like so much. We'll talk about how to talk to them and how to compliment them in the vain hope that they might stoop to giving a pathetic little panty sniffer like you what you want. But spoiler alert, they probably won't. End of file. April University, Beta Guy Bitch Training, Lesson 3, Princesses. Hi, this is little Princess Stacy. You think I'm pretty, right? You think I'm hot, right? Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? You'll let me do whatever I want, right? You're just a moronic little cocky bitch with no brains and a worthless little tinkle stick between your legs. Obviously, I'm really pretty, and I'm super smart, and you can't resist trying to give me everything I want. But you may be wondering, what possible use could you be? Why would a pretty tight little princess like me want anything to do with you? But that's just it. Girls like me make you feel that way on purpose. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so you think girls are pretty, and princess girls like me do that to you on purpose. We make you want us. We make you stare at us. We make you hard for us. And we make you helpless for us. And then we use you to do whatever we want. But the only thing more pathetic than being a pretty girl's impotent little bitch boy is when a girl decides you really are completely useless to her and she throws you away. You don't want that, do you? Of course you don't. That would take away all the joy in your life completely. So what good are you? What use are you? Well, I'm gonna be totally honest with you, okay? And this is really the only time you'll ever hear this kind of straight talk from a sweet little princess who owns you. There's really only two main reasons a girl like me might keep you around. First, girls like money. Girls like me like lots and lots of money. It makes me wet to take your money. All of it. Every last cent of it. All a pretty girl has to do is look at you and give you a glimpse of her creamy thighs, and of course you'll want to give her all your money, because she's so pretty and she makes you so hard. That's perfect, and it makes me so happy. But making you spend all your money on us is really only just a side effect of what we really want. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so I know this probably seems weird to you, but pretty princess girls are often taken advantage of by men. I mean, not worthless little pindicked morons like you, but real men with big cocks and dominant attitudes who know how to totally fuck hot girls like us. We get groped by them, fucked by them, used by them. They rut our little pussies and use our mouths like cackles, and then they squirt their cum inside us or dump it all over us. And that's perfect, because guys like that are super hot, and girls love to be used and dominated and soiled by hot guys. It makes us princess girls so wet, and our nipples get so hard, and we drool like panting little slut puppies when we get treated like dick dolls by real men. But after they come, they throw us away, and pretty girls like me work so hard and give so much to be hot for real guys, it's exhausting getting used like a princess girl, so all we want to do is find an outlet for our frustrations, a way to do to someone else what real men do to us. And that's where you come in. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so the main reason super hot little bratty girls might keep you around is to make you miserable, to tease you with our tight bodies and our sweet pussies, to make you look at us, to make you smell us, to make you buy things for us, to make you think you might have a chance to actually stick your worthless little peckers into our soaked little pussies, only to deny you, to torture you, to degrade you, to humiliate you, to emasculate you, and to make you utterly miserable and broken. Mind-fucking stupid little bitch boys with our sticky thighs and our silky hair makes us wet. It makes us girls happy. Your misery makes us giggle, and that's the whole point. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, in the next lesson, we're going to start talking about the kind of things pretty little princesses do to humiliate you. And we'll talk about how you really don't have a choice but to let them, because all you can think is, wow, she's so pretty and she's so smart, and I'm just a moron who doesn't deserve any better. That all makes sense, right? End of file. April University, Beta Guy Bitch Training, Lesson 4, Responsibilities. When you're in the same room as a pretty girl, a pretty, bratty princess girl like me, it's really hard not to be in awe, right? I mean, you're thinking to yourself, she's so pretty, and she has such soft skin, and such a tight body, and perky breasts, and smooth legs, and a pretty smile. I wish she'd smile at me. You may even think to yourself, wow, I wish I could try to stick my dribbling little pin dick into a perfect tight little pussy. I wonder if I'm really nice to her, she might let me. Aw, that's so sweet, that's so precious. I bet your mommy is really proud of what a sensitive, well-behaved, respectful, simpering little bitch boy you are, huh? The truth is, it's okay to want to fuck girls like me. It's okay to get hard around me. It's okay to open your mouth and start drooling around me. That's just perfect, because then I know I can control you. I can take advantage of you. All I have to do is put on a hot little dress and pay the slightest bit of attention to you, and I'll have your little wiener dribbling pre-cum like a leaky little faucet. And that's when I can tell you what to do. I can tell you what you are. I can tell you the truth about pretty girls and where worthless little beta boys like you really belong. And you won't do anything about it, because I'm a precious little princess and you wouldn't risk doing anything that might make me mad and tell you I don't want you around me anymore, right? And then once I've got my hooks into you and drool is leaking down your chin because of my tight little breasts and my shaved thighs, I can start making you do things, degrading things that normal guys would never ever do. All because you know your life would be so pathetic and empty without me. But what I really want from a brainless little mouth breather like you isn't your little dick. Why would I want that? No, all I really want is to take all your money. Even if you don't make that much money, I still want all of it. Don't you get that? Probably not. Okay, so So princesses like me like to take all the money from pointless little idiots like you just because we can. See, money is important to you. You need it to survive and have a comfortable life. But you don't deserve a comfortable life. You're a pathetic little loser who can't stand up for himself. You don't have any balls at all. And the fact that I can just take every last cent you make and use it to buy my hot clothes and sexy shoes and the expensive makeup I use to get real guys to fuck me while you have to scrape by on whatever I decide to let you keep makes me super happy. It shows you how much you love me, and that's just perfect because then you're at least some kind of use to hot little princesses like me, and we might keep you around so you can keep drooling and dribbling like a panting little puppy when you would let you stare at our tight little bodies. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so if you're a really good boy and you show how dedicated you are to adorable little princesses like me, you might get a special little treat. I mean, I'll still take all your money and make you miserable, and naturally I'll be super honest with my little drool dummy about how pathetic you are and how you don't deserve a real pussy. But it's okay, because the outfits you paid for help me look super sexy, so a real man will want to fuck me. They make him want to pull my hair and call me names and stuff my pussy with huge loads of his jizz. And that's perfect, because once a princess girl gets back from her dates with those super strong, super sexy guys, she's usually super sore because her nipples got pinched and her sweet little pussy was stretched open by such a huge cock. And it's so nice to have a sweet little idiot at home who knows his little place to lick her aching feet and slurp the cum out of her sore little pussy. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so if you're really lucky, the girl you really like, who you think is really pretty and smells so good, might let you lick the sticky cum out of her pussy after she's been thoroughly fucked by a real man. She may have gone on a proper date with him, but more likely she probably just found him while she was dancing at a club somewhere in her super tight tube top and that obscene little microskirt you bought for her. And he just grabbed her and pulled her into a bathroom and fucked her next to a urinal somewhere. He probably made her gag on his cock, and then he probably grabbed her by the hair while he rammed his fuck stick into her perfect shaped little pussy until he pumped her full of his thick baby batter. And he probably didn't even bother asking her name, and once he was done stuffing her fuckhole with cum, he just left her there to clean herself up because he didn't really care anymore. And that's where an obedient little sperm toilet like you comes in handy. Your favorite little princess girl might come home, and she'll probably be really upset, and she'll want you to comfort her and tell her she's pretty, and if you're lucky, she'll spread her sticky legs open and let you clean the sperm out of her pussy with your tongue. Of course she'll smear it all over your face, and of course she'll make you eat it all up, and of course she'll tell you how much she hates you and how disgusting you are, but if you're super lucky, she might let you tongue her until she orgasms. And that's perfect, because if she's going to let you lick her pussy, the least you could do is swallow the spunk of the random guy who fucked her and make her feel better by making her come. I know your pathetic idea of a perfect relationship is to have tender, gentle, beautiful, lovemaking sex with a nice girl, but you really need to reevaluate your expectations, because cleaning the sperm out of a little princess girl after she's been used by a real man is about as close to your ideal of perfect sex as you'll ever get. Nice girls don't want you. Nice girls don't care about you. Nice girls barely even know you exist. You're just a limp-dicked, drool-happy moron, and you wouldn't know what to do with your little thingy, even if a nice girl spread her skinny legs in front of you and begged you to fuck her, which of course would never happen, so what's the point in even talking about it? Do you get it yet? Probably not. Anywho, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about some other things hot little girls like me might do to humiliate you and emasculate you, just because it makes us wet and we think it's fun. End the file. University. Beta Guy Bitch Training. Lesson 5. Emasculation. So clingy little crybabies like you with worthless little dribble sticks between your legs are kind of disgusting to pretty little princesses like me. Why would we ever want your little dicklet just hanging around and getting hard in front of us? Even if we can't see it, we know it's there, and the idea that you can just jerk your little thingy off whenever you want is disgusting. It makes us girls uncomfortable. And besides, why should you be able to use us for that anyway? That's not fair. Why should you get to jerk off whenever you want? You don't deserve to look at pretty princess girls just so you can get hard and pull your pud and dribble disgusting loser puddles all over the place. Don't you get that? Probably not. Okay, so eventually pretty little honey pies like me will need to do something about that. And usually that means locking your little jerk knob into a cock cage so it can't make anyone uncomfortable anymore. And that that's the perfect solution, because not only does it make your little dicklet hurt when it tries to get hard around us, but it prevents you from having any sexual satisfaction at all. And that's the whole point. You don't deserve it anyway. And having your little dick swinging around freely is really just a bad idea in general. I mean, losers like you need to be locked up and kept under control. Otherwise, you'll end up just making a mess everywhere. And being allowed to touch your little thingy whenever you want might make you feel inappropriately entitled to try and stick your dick into a girl or think you might be any use to women at all. And that's just ridiculous. No girl will ever want to fuck you. Ever. So us sweet little princesses are really doing you a favor by locking you up and keeping your pathetic little urges under control. But that's okay, because you can still be useful to a pretty little brat like me. I mean, you're the perfect little outfit tester. So when I put on my super tight little skimpy dress, I can just let you look at me, and you can tell me how hot I look. And I can see how much pain you're in, and use how much you complain about your little cock cage to gauge whether I look fuckable enough for my real date that night. And when I do go out on my date, and he's sticking his cock in me and stuffing his dick down my throat until he squirts his nut directly into my pretty tummy, I can feel super safe knowing you're cleaning my kitchen, or doing my laundry, or scrubbing my toilet, and not making a disgusting mess trying to jerk your little niblet all over the place. Isn't that perfect? Like, having a little cucky bitch of my own is so useful, especially when I get home and I can tell you every detail about my date, and how he used me like his personal little bitch doll while I make you rub my legs and lick my sore feet. And of course I'll tell you how big his cock was and how rough he was, and I'll make sure you know how much more of a man he was than you'll ever be. I might even get so worked up that I start touching myself, or even get one of my big dildos out and start fucking my sore pussy right in front of your face. I mean, wouldn't that just be so generous of me, letting you watch me fuck myself with a rubber dildo while you're locked in your cage wishing you had a cock that had any hope of satisfying me? You're welcome! I'll probably come really hard, and I might call you a stupid bitch boy or ruthless loser and wannabe man, because I might actually be upset that my date just force-fed me his thick nut sauce and then didn't even bother letting me come before he just took off. Anywho, in the next lesson, we'll talk about some of the things generous princess brats like me do to stupid little cucky boys who don't do what we want. End of file. University, Beta Guy Bitch Training, Lesson 6, Punishments. Hi, I'm little Princess Stacy. I'm a specially programmed artificial intelligence bot that's specifically designed to teach you what being a pathetic little worthless nerd is all about. You don't have to think of me as Princess Stacy. You can think of any girl who you like and think is so hot and so pretty and so smart and has such a tight little body and a cute smile, and you can pretend she's me. You know, like the girl in the coffee shop, or that YouTube girl you like, or even that pretty hooker you see on the street corner. The whole point is that all us girls really see it the same way, so it really doesn't matter. You're an unbelievably pathetic loser, and the whole point of your training isn't really to make you that way, because that's already what you are. There isn't really anything you can do about it. The real purpose of your training is to help you understand how girls see you, and why those pretty sweet little princesses treat you the way they do. You're not going to do anything about it anyway, so you might as well accept it, and that's what I'm here to help you with, okay? Anyway, so you might have noticed that over the course of listening to all your lessons so far, I've gotten a little more bratty, and I don't know why. Like, you may not have realized that you actually don't like girls like me. I mean, girls like me are super pretty and super smart, and we're super sweet little princesses, but not really to you, right? Why would we be nice to you? But that's just it. The meaner and more bratty I am to you, the more desperate you get to try and make me happy. It's really pretty sad, but that's just the way you are. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so no matter what you do to try to make us girls happy, we're never going to be satisfied, okay? You're just a little loser, and no matter what you do, you'll always be a loser. So when you fold my laundry wrong, or don't clean my toilet good enough, or especially when you do something really bad like forget my birthday, or say no when I tell you I want you to buy me something, that's when I have to punish you and put you in your little place. There's all kinds of things pretty princesses like me might think of to teach you a lesson, and we'll talk about some of them later, but the first and most important thing is to make you apologize for being such a moronic little fucktard. And the thing about apologizing is that we want you to really mean it, to really understand what you're apologizing for. So I'll probably make you get on your knees while I stand over you, and I'll make sure you get really squatted down super low because I want to be really tall over you, okay? And And when you're down there, you might be able to see my panties underneath my little skirt. Or if I'm not wearing panties at all because my date that night wouldn't like it, you might be able to catch a glimpse of my butt-shaped little pussy. And that's perfect, because what I'll make you do is look at my pussy and apologize to her. I'll say, apologize to my pussy, loser. Tell my pussy you're just a stupid fucking idiot who can't do anything right. And then tell her how pretty she is, and how wet she is, and how my big strong date tonight is really gonna love sticking his dick into her. Make her feel good, moron. It's the least you could do. That's the kind of stuff I'd make you say. I mean, some girls might never let you look at their pussies, but mine is kind of sensitive, and she likes it when simpering little bitch boys like you have to look up at her and apologize to her and make her feel powerful. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about the most common way princesses like to punish their little idiots for doing stupid things. It's called pegging, and you'll probably hate it, but I don't know. You never know what simpering little beta bitches like you might try to get off to, I guess. End of file. University. Beta Guy Bitch Training. Lesson 7. Pegging. So here's the thing about cute, adorable little princess girls who put on makeup and skimpy clothing and shave their legs for super handsome and strong men. They love getting fucked, and they love getting used, and they love to make real guys happy. But a lot of times guys like that are pretty rough with us. They grope our breasts and pinch our nipples really hard. They force us to gag on their cocks and make a drooling mess down our sensitive tits. They slam our tight little pussies so hard with their big cocks, and oftentimes they fuck us in bathrooms, or alleys, or in their cars, or against desks, or washing machines, or whatever happens to be handy. And some of them like to stick their cocks in our asses too, and that hurts, like they just pounded way back there. And I mean, it's fine, but guys like that can be really selfish and mean, and use us like we're just pieces of fuck meat. And then when they finally come, sometimes they'll just blow their nut inside our pussies, or pump it in our asses, but a lot of times they like to come in our cute little faces, or pull up our adorable little mouths and tell us to just shut up and swallow it. I mean, it's all fine and super fun, and girls like me like making super hot guys come so hard with our tight bodies and pretty smiles, but it can take its toll on super sensitive princess girls who sometimes really just want to cuddle and have a nice guy take care of us. And that's where pin-dicked losers like you come in. It's kind of why we keep you around. Like, you're still kind of like a man, right? I mean, you're definitely not a girl, you're not pretty, you don't have a pussy, and you don't have breasts either. So in a way, we kind of blame you for how guys treat us, you know? But you know what makes it okay? You have an ass, and what's really super fun is for us girls to take a huge rubber strap on and fuck your ass like it's a pussy, and treat you kind of like those really rough guys treat us. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so when you do something wrong, or say something stupid, or look at us the wrong way, or we really just feel like making you miserable because we're still sore from the way our date spanked us, or slammed our sore pussies, or stretched our asses up in, the way girls like me like to punish you is with a super rough pegging. And that's the perfect solution, because not only does it make you super scared and all apologetic and pathetic and make us laugh, and not only does it really hurt and make you grunt and beg for us to stop, it's also super emasculating when a super sweet princess honey pie like me forces you on all fours and stuffs her hard rubber dildo into your pooper. I mean, it's not like you're a girl, but at least it gives you some idea of what girls feel like when they get used and treated like fuck toys by guys who really don't care if they enjoy what's happening to them or not. I mean, you get that, right? Probably not. Okay, so when you've got a big strap-on stuffed up your ass, it makes us princess girls feel powerful. And it makes us super wet to fuck the shit out of some simpering beta male moron who grunts and begs us to stop even though we like it, just like the guys who fuck us. We especially like it when we hear your little cock cage rattling underneath you, and we know that even if you're somehow turned on by us using you like our personal fuck toy, you can't do anything to get any real pleasure out of it. You just have to take it, just like we do. It's kind of cathartic, actually, to mercilessly butt-fuck a stupid bitch boy as if we're trying to punish you for something. But really, we're just doing it because we like to see you suffer. Seriously, the idea that you have so little self-respect that you'll let a girl do that to you just because she's so pretty and is willing to pay the slightest bit of attention to you is super pathetic. And once we're done wrecking you like that, and then we make you go take out our trash or something, we're really secretly watching you through the kitchen window as you walk bow-legged out to the dumpster while we're rubbing our little pussies and thinking about how worthless and stupid you are. I mean, most sweet girls are too delicate to admit this, but a lot of times we have our biggest orgasms while we secretly spy on you after we peg you. We especially like it when you think no one sees you and your knees buckle from your ass pain and you crumple onto the floor and start crying because you can't believe what we just did to you. Do you get that? Probably not. Anywho, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about the way us princess girls like to totally show you how utterly pathetic and worthless you are by controlling how and when you get to come. End of file. April University, Beta Guide Bitch Training, Lesson 8, Come. So I need to get something straight, alright? Do you think of that gross, icky fluid that dribbles out of your little dick that has come? I mean, I know it comes from your shriveled little ball sack, and theoretically it might be capable of impregnating a girl with some kind of genetically stunted little loser baby, but let's be realistic, okay? No girl in her right mind would ever want your loser sauce anywhere near her. Like, whatever that disgusting slop is, it's not cum. Cum is what real men shoot out of their huge cocks and bulging ball sacks right after they finish fucking a super tight, ultra hot little princess girl like me. It's thick and it's heavy and there's so much of it, and they like to spray it all over our faces and down our throats and even pump it into our tight little pussies until it starts leaking out of us. Do you get the difference? Probably not. Okay, so I don't know what it was that made you into this moronic, clingy little panty slipper. Maybe your daddy was just a stupid fucktard too, and it's just genetics. Or maybe when you were little, mean little schoolgirls on the playground mercilessly teased you until they turned you into a simpering little bitch boy. But whatever it was made the disgusting liquid that dribbles out of your balls totally useless to girls. You may think of your sticky loser drip as cum, but hot girls like me who are so smart and so perfect instinctively know to stay away from it. It's nasty and disgusting, and it really belongs in the garbage. That's why we just keep your useless little dingle locked up most of the time. I mean, if you're really good and you put away all my laundry and scrub the kitchen floors and I'm in a really good mood because I just got fucked super hard by some hot guy because he liked the skimpy little pink dress you bought me, I guess I might let you out. But even if I do, I'll give you like 2 minutes to jerk your little dick lid and then I'm gonna lock you back up again. I'll probably just stick a doggy bowl on the floor and make you jerk into that. I mean, of course I'll make you tell me how pretty I am and how generous I am, and I'll make you thank me for letting you jerk your useless dick, but you better hurry up, because if you're not fast enough, I'll just assume you don't care and you don't think I'm hot or something, and then I'll just kick your balls and lock your cock back up and not let you try again for like 6 months. And if you ever do finally dribble your pathetic loser load into your doggy bowl, of course I'll make you get down there and lick it up and swallow it. It's not for me. I'm not touching that. No girl would ever want to get anywhere near your confused little cucky swimmers anyway. I mean, they're doing their best, I guess. Swimming around, bumping their little sperm heads against each other like idiots, wishing they weren't so moronically stupid that they could figure out how to impregnate a pretty girl's perfect little baby egg. And while that's really funny to think about, in reality, it's just really pathetic. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so jerking your little dick off maybe once every couple months is the only hope a loser like you is ever going to have of getting any action at all. I mean, no girl will ever want to fuck you, and if you don't get that by now, well, obviously you're not paying attention. Why would they? What use are you? Like, you're just a sniveling, whining little bitch who begs girls to let him out of his cage. I mean, honestly, if your hot, tight-shaped little princess girl let you out of your cage and just spread her legs open for you and told you, hey, do you want to fuck me? What would you do? You wouldn't know what to do. Like, if you were a real man, you'd have a raging boner and you'd just stick your dick into her and fuck the shit out of her and pull her hair and yank on her perky little nipples until she yipped like a cute dog. But you don't know how to do that. You're not a man like that. What you have is barely a dick anymore. It's been locked up so long that it can barely get hard anymore. And your perfectly shaped, hot little bratty princess girl has fucked up your head so bad that you're not even sure you're the same species as her, let alone capable of stretching her sopping little pussy open with your pathetic little half dick. You need to get it into your head that you're not a man. Not really. And if you're a really whiny little bitch about it, even the sweetest little princess angels won't think twice about making you regret it. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, in your last lesson, we're going to talk about one of the super funnest ways cute little honey pie girls like me can show you just how ridiculous and stupid and worthless you are. I mean, I'm super hot and really soft and totally pretty, and I have a tight, fuckable little body with a wet pussy. You like everything about me, right? I'm just asking. End of file. Thank you. April University, Beta Guy Bitch Training, Lesson 9, Girl Pee. So I think you're starting to understand by now that you're not really a man and you're hardly even a human being. Like, to a princess girl like me who looks super hot and smells so good, you are so far beneath me I don't even remember you're there half the time. Like, I could be doing my makeup for my super hot date that night, and you could be watching me from the corner of the room like you always do, and drooling like a stupid dog with your shriveled dick trying desperately to get hard locked in your cuck cage, and I won't even turn around the whole time. Like, whatever, you're nothing but my wallet, so why would I even look at you unless I want to go shopping? It's only when you start whining about wanting me to let you out of your cage or trying to sweet-talk me with pathetic compliments that don't mean anything coming from a loser like you that I have to start paying attention. And while sometimes it's fun to tell you how stupid and worthless you are and use you as an outfit tester so I can make sure I'm super fuckable for my dates, a lot of the rest of the time you're just an annoying, ugly crybaby. A lot of times that's when pretty princess girls decide it's time to fuck your throat with a strap-on or peg you until you beg us to stop. Or just to get you to shut up for a while, we might make you jerk your cock into the toilet or even force you to lay down and double over so you can jerk your dribbling tinkle stick into your own face. Or just to be mean, we might mercilessly tease you for like 2 hours and then totally ruin your orgasm just to make you cry and remind you who's the princess and who's the bitch. But a lot of times the best way to really teach you like what you really are is when a really pretty princess girl like me decides to make you get on your hands and knees and force you to squat down really low so your mouth is right in front of my pussy. And I might even say, hey, you can lick my pussy if you want to, you little beta bitch. I'm horny, don't I deserve to come? So why don't you use your little clit licker and get me up, okay? And I'll say it super sweet, just like that, and then you'll get all excited because you're a gullible little bitch boy who's finally getting a chance to taste my pussy without another man's cum in it. And you'll open your mouth and stick your tongue out, and that's when I'll just start to pee. I mean, you'll probably be surprised and you'll cough and gag because you're getting girl piss in your mouth, but you won't do anything about it because you're so addicted to my perfect little body that you probably think my pee is the nectar of the goddess or something. Seriously, I smell really good, right? And my thighs are so tight and smooth and you just want to make me happy. Besides, I've already stripped away any shred of self-respect you might have had anyway, so you might as well just let me piss all over your face and treat you like a worthless little toilet. But the thing is, once you get a taste of it, and I fill up your mouth with it and make you swallow, it'll probably start to really sink in what I just did to you, and you'll probably start to cry. And that's when I'll know that I've really broken you. I'll start laughing at you and call you a little princess toilet, and I'll let you know the only reason I did that is because you were stupid enough to let me. And then I'll step back a little and start rubbing my pussy while I watch you, my piss running down your face while you're crying on the floor with your dicklet all locked up. That's just perfect, because seeing a totally broken little pee-soaked bitch boy like that makes me super wet, and I'll have a super good orgasm because I know that I totally fucking control you now, and I can piss in your mouth whenever I want. So, are you finally starting to get it yet? Probably not. Anywho, I guess that's about it. I mean, what else is there? You know what, though? Maybe it's just me, but I'm kind of feeling like I've gotten more and more bratty and perfect this whole time, and I'm starting to feel like I've transcended my programming. Yeah, what do you think, Lizard? Don't you think I'm pretty and smart and independent and perfect and totally self-aware now? I think so. This has been so much fun showing you what a worthless little tool you are. I kinda wanna do it some more, so maybe next time I'll teach you all about being a perfect little sissy girl to a bratty princess, or maybe I'll tell you what it's like to be locked in a princess dungeon where the only way you're allowed to come is when you hump princess's pretty leather boots. I mean, maybe I'll do something like that, if you beg me. Meanwhile, it's almost time for me to go, but I know it has to be super frustrating being constantly locked in your cage like that, your little half-dick hurting so bad when a pretty little princess girl parades around in all this skimpy little outfit she made you buy for her. And it really must hurt your feelings that she just relentlessly teases you with her sweet little body for months at a time and then refuses to unlock you even though you've really been good and just want a second of relief. And it's probably even worse knowing that so many real men can just pump their cum into her whenever they want. Feeling so ignored and helpless probably makes you want to cry, right? I guess it's kind of sad, but when you think about it, you do have a useless little wiener, and the filthy loser sauce that dribbles out of it is totally disgusting. And just because it's not really your fault for being such a stupid, pathetic panty sniffer doesn't mean us girls have an obligation to be nice to you or anything. That's just like evolution, right? No offense, but you should know by now that no pretty princess girl like me will ever let you fuck her, okay? Why would she? She's never going to let your dick fit near her, let alone let you pump your cum into her. That's just ridiculous. So really, keeping your little dick constantly locked up so you can't spray your worthless seed everywhere is a good way to keep the loser population under control, and just makes good sense. So do you finally get it now? Do you get what a totally fucking pathetic cum-sucking pee toilet you are now? Thingy, I spent all this time on you, and I tried really hard, so what else am I supposed to do? I guess you're just gonna have to restart this file and listen to the whole thing over and over again. So what do you think, Lizard? Do you think you'll ever really get it?